Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Marissa Kleist of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank, where we have more hot bog talk with Max Prinsen from the Shadow Lake Nature Preserve. So actually, before we get into that, a couple of quick announcements. This is a big weekend with so much going on in our community here this weekend. So there's a few things that are I get involved with personally. And one of them is on Saturday morning, starting at about 8 o'clock, is the 2016 Walk for Rice. And the Walk for Rice is a walk this is the 26th year this has been done. It's a fundraising walk. It's around Seward Park. It's a 2.5 mile walk. And this is for the Asian Counseling and Referral Service, ACRS. It's a nationally recognized nonprofit that really helps in our especially our Asian and immigrant community with aging and adult services, chemical dependency treatment, counseling, medical, citizenship services. They run a food bank. They run a legal clinic. They run mental health services. Just a great agency, and it's always a really fun walk. There's lots of activities going on. It's great for the kids. So far this year, they've already raised $165,000, which is really, really cool. Wow. But if anyone's interested in that, it's going on this Saturday, 8 o'clock. You can get more information at acrs.org, ACRS, Asian Counseling Referral Service. Also, go ahead, Marissa.
Well, I was going to ask what else you had going on. That sounds like a great event, though. Nice little walk in the morning, 2.5 miles.
Yeah, I got a whole big day planned out there. So then, in the morning, I'll go do that. And then after that, another really, really, for over 30 years, one of the biggest classic car shows in the area is the Greenwood Car Show. So that's going to be held also on Saturday. It runs from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Guess where?
Yes, Greenwood.
You got it. That's it. Just go to Greenwood Avenue between about 68th and 90th Avenue Northwest. Blocks and blocks and blocks
of cool.
Custom classic cars. In fact, my brother's going to have, I think, two cars.
Show or for sale?
Well, one of them I know is going to be for sale. Oh. So if you have to be in the market for a nice 67 Plymouth Satellite, that's going to be, I know that one's going to be on the blocks, beautiful, beautiful car. But there's always just some fantastic cars on display there, and just the creativity that go into some of those are absolutely amazing. And probably most important, one of the biggest events of the year that kicks off Seafair, our Seafair Summer for Woo-hoo. Seattle, the Pirates are landing. So this is also going to be on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Cutthroat Seafair Pirates. They've made a deal with their new Captain Kidd. They're coming to collect the bounty that they left behind last year. And they're going to be landing on Alki Beach in West Seattle, kicking off the 67th annual Seafair summer for us. Now, these guys are going to be there probably about 1:30, but they're pirates. I mean, who
can't
keeps a schedule? They're pirates. You never know what's going to happen there. But if you got little kids, this is really an event not to miss, because you're going to walk away. Your little shavers are going to be walking around with little pirate, eye patches on, and they'll get them all dressed up and everything. And who doesn't like getting chased around the beach by a bunch of pirates, right?
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah,
so you're going to do a walk for rice, then you're going to go pick up a new car, and then you're going to get chased by pirates.
Pretty
you've
much.
You've got a busy Saturday.
Got a busy day planned. And then, of course, after that, didn't we have a guest on a couple of weeks ago that's opening up a new brewery and tasting room?
Yeah, down in Renton.
Yeah, well, I might not make it to Renton. Maybe I'll just have to find myself a place to kind of cool off somewhere along Alki there.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of options there.
Well, wait a minute. Now you can stop there on the way to Shadow Lake Bog.
There you go. There you go. Cool off in the bog.
Yeah. There you go.
Hopefully you won't see any pirates hanging around there. So, yeah. So, Max, we're so glad that you joined us on the show today. And I learned a lot about Shadow Lake and also some of these other conservation things that you've got going on. So, but especially Shadow Lake. So tell us again, what's the best way to get information on Shadow Lake Preserve?
Well, definitely going to our website to shadowhabitat.org, and okay. you'll see all the current events. Again, be able to download a walking tour. As you'd mentioned earlier, Eric, we also have the YouTube video that's on that really talks about a lot of the things that we do there, illustrates some of the education events that we do, and community outreach.
Absolutely. Excellent. Yes. And if somebody has a specific question for you, do you have we ask this of all of our guests. Are you on Twitter?
Shadow Habitat is on Facebook, yes. Okay. And so we do have Facebook page. We do have Twitter account as well. And you can also email us at info@shadowhabitat.org, and we will answer your questions.
Excellent.
Like Max mentioned, Team Reba is doing their client event there in August. Yeah. So if anybody else wanted to do an event or corporate event, so they would email you at that info?
Absolutely. Yeah, that we answer all the emails from info. It doesn't go to a trash box or anything like that. So sure. Everybody
yeah, just gets throw it in the bog. Then
we got now it's called clutter, right?
You know, right? So. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, right, really. It's called clutter. Right, but definitely that's a great place to go. And again, want to encourage everybody to stop by, take a visit, look at some of the great education opportunities, whether it's school folks. Focused, just an outing with your family. It's a good place to learn about trees and the value of nature and different habitats to us all as human beings and to the critters that we live with.
Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. And I guess one other question too, if somebody we're so pet oriented here, is it pet friendly there, or you want to kind of leave those at home when you come?
Well, we're pet friendly out in the front end, but because the boardwalk is in a bog,
yeah.
and it has moss, we actually put a stainless steel grating on the boardwalk itself. So we are just cautious that toenails from dogs and things like that may not be as friendly on the stainless steel.
So
for the health, for the safety of the pet, we recommend that the pet stays off the boardwalk.
Got it.
Good to know.
So what do you, so I know you're spending a lot of your time out there. What do you do apart from like your bog work?
Well, as we said earlier, I'm chairman of the Cedar River Council, but I'm also an elected for King Conservation District. Mm-hmm. And the Conservation District is a state agency which helps landowners with doing good practices on their land.
This is something we talked a little bit over the break. So tell us a little bit about that too. So okay, I own land. Let's say I want to improve it a little bit, or I want to develop it. How does the conservation district come into play with that?
Well, we work to strive for the goals of the landowner. So if you decide you want to have some horses or some cows or something like that, what we would do is take the current principles that are invoked to give you the right practice that you should invoke on that land. So, and depending upon what that is, there may be a landowner incentive program that we help fund some of those practices. So there's a whole variety of things that the conservation will do, but we're not regulatory. We're only there to help landowners or stakeholders in our community, and that's what the district does.
Okay, so and I know that you know there can be kind of battles on either side of that. So if I want to do development, I can almost use you to sort of consult with me and help me, you know, structure things in a way that's going to work, that's going to both be good for the habitat, good for the environment, but also kind of help me be approved.
Navigate. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And there are certain, the CAO actually says if you work with the district, you get some allowances.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, everybody likes getting allowance. So, no kidding. Okay. So what's a good example of that? So let's say I've got property, I own a couple acres, and I've got a stream that comes through it.
If you buffer the stream correctly, you may be able to extend the area where you might want to put a barn.
Got it.
So you might be able to move that barn a little closer to a wetland area because you're doing some of the proper things to protect that.
Buffering meaning plantings and things like that.
Plantings, fencings, things of that nature.
Okay, yeah. Keep the cows from backing up to the edge of the stream and doing whatever they do. And okay, got it. Well, Max, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and hope you'll come back again sometime. And we're looking forward to being out there in August for our Team Reba event. Join us again next week.
Thanks, everyone. Team Reba signing off.
Thank you, Eric and Marissa.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.